Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast on professional indemnity insurance was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Friday, the 15th of June, 2018. Professional indemnity insurance. It's mandatory, you know. Insurance is one of those topics that comes up quite often through training, so we are going to talk about it yet again. The questions include, how much insurance does a real estate business require? What type of insurance do we need? There are many types of insurance a real estate business should consider to cover both the business as well as the clients of the business, such as public liability, cybercrime, and professional indemnity. For this podcast, we are only going to discuss the compulsory professional indemnity insurance. What does professional indemnity insurance cover? The Property Stock and Business Agents Regulation very simply sets out the requirements for professional indemnity, and what many agents do not realise is that an agent must have a minimum of $3 million in professional indemnity coverage. Regulation 10.4 states, 4. The policy must provide cover of not less than $1 million for any one claim and not less than $3 million in the aggregate for all claims made during the period of insurance. 5. Amounts referred to in subclause 4 are inclusive of any costs incurred or payable by the claimant in connection with the claim, including legal costs. So what does professional indemnity insurance cover? The regulations require that any insurance policy for a professional indemnity must provide cover for the following. A. Liability arising from any acts or omissions of the licensee that constitute 1. Negligence, or 2. Misleading or deceptive conduct, or 3. Breach of professional duty, or 4. Unintentional defamation, or 5. Unintentional interference with intellectual property rights. B. Vicarious liability arising from any acts or omissions of an employee, agent, or other person engaged in the agency business that constitute 1. Negligence, or 2. Misleading or deceptive conduct, or 3. Breach of professional duty, or 4. Defamation, for which the claimant is not at fault, or 5. Interference with intellectual property rights, for which the claimant is not at fault, or 6. Fraud or dishonesty by the employee, agent, or other person for which the claimant is not at fault. An agent should understand that these are only the minimum requirements under the regulations, and further insurance can be obtained depending on the needs of the business. We always recommend that you contact Aon for more insurance advice in relation to property matters, and remember that if you are an EAC member, there are additional discounts when you take on your insurance with Aon.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.